What do you mean you can't afford it? It's not even that expensive. It's like $70 a person.
These past few days got me feeling a bit philosophical.
60% of Walmart's employees are on food stamps, and 80% of them use those food stamps at Walmart. So,
okay, so today we're going to be checking out some videos talking about more rich people who are just so out of touch with reality. We're going to be going over some videos of just rich people talking to everyday normal people and what completely different world they live in. We also are going to be talking about celebrities, which does start morphing into the ultra rich, and then we're going to be talking about some of the weird get-togethers slash rituals that these same ultra wealthy people like to do, you know, that Bohemian Grove type of weird shady stuff. But I also have some comments from you guys from my previous video, so if you want to be featured in the next one, leave your comments down below along with any topics you want me to talk about in future videos. But we're just going to get into the first clip, which is an interview talking with the CEO of one of the biggest banks in America and how out of touch he really is with reality.
I was just listening to The Journal, which is a Wall Street Journal podcast, and they had Jamie Dimon, who is the CEO of JP Morgan, which is the largest bank in America, on it. And within 2 minutes, my jaw was dropped at the shit he was saying. It is so f-ing out of touch. And this is the largest bank in America. I had to stop and make this TikTok. Here you go.
As the chief exec of America's biggest bank, you have an unrivaled insight into the financial health of the U.S. consumer. What are people doing with their money right now?
Yeah. You have to look a little bit in context. The consumer's in pretty good shape right now. The consumer has, unemployment's under 4%, has been there for 2 years. They still have excess money from COVID. If you go back to looking at the amount of money that was spent during COVID, it was $6 trillion through various means and various programs. They're still spending it down. Housing prices are up, stock prices are up, jobs are plentiful.
So, I mean, if you have watched any one of my videos that I've made on my entire channel, you could find out that that's just clearly not the case. I mean, you don't even have to watch my YouTube videos. Watch any news outlet. But being the CEO of one of the biggest banks in America most likely means you never actually have to worry about finances or any sort of expenses or really anything in your life ever again. I highly doubt that he's doing a whole bunch of research on the normal everyday person who has been struggling with inflation or paying any of their bills or shrinkflation, finding a job in this market. The list goes on and on. We have a comment from one of you guys from one of my previous videos that connects into the next video very well. You want to see the rich? Look at the Walmart owners, worth close to $300 billion, and the workers can't even afford food. Now, that got 40 likes on one of my videos, and I thought that this went really well because finding this clip adds on to something that I don't know if it would be called corruption or it's just completely allowed within the government and then they could inflate their numbers. Let's just watch the clip.
I'll blame Walmart for that. 60% of Walmart's employees are on food stamps and 80% of them use those food stamps at Walmart. So it's nice to be a top five corporation in this world and have the American taxpayers subsidize your employees. But if we went to Walmart, skirt steak is like $8 cheaper a pound. So, you know, these principals. I mean, they're paying Russell Wilson $200 million to not play quarterback for them, but they can't pay someone a livable wage? That's insane. The cognitive dissonance of that is insane to me, too. It's like, your employees are on food stamps, but you want to play make-believe with a little ball with all your friends where they dress up the same and pretend they're Roman gladiators, but hunger and everything else, and build a spaceship. Steak will be $30 a pound. Great.
So, I mean, he was just rattling off like an inner dialogue, being very angry and definitely had points. It wasn't just unnecessary ranting. So you have these big corporations like Walmart who will hire a ton of people still in their stores who still don't get paid enough to survive. So they get food stamps from the government while still working. And then they're able to spend both the money that they make from Walmart and the food stamps that they're getting from the government back into Walmart, boosting their sales even more. I mean, I don't know how there would be a way around that, because if you're on food stamps, you're on food stamps. It's not like you're not allowed to buy food from one of the biggest corporations in the world. But Walmart is basically double dipping on a massive amount of employees and just being able to increase their revenue even more. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there would be any solution in place for things to change, but just something to think about. Now, we're going to start mixing in some of the celebrity just statements that they're put on live TV. So there's no real way to kind of walk walk back their statement or cut that scene out and start over again. It's pretty eye-opening to see how some of these people actually think.
It's heartbreaking to hear what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm scared of what's going to happen in Western Europe, too.
Yeah.
You know, you plan a trip, you want to go there. I want to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic. And now this, you know, it's like, what's going to happen there?
So she is all bent out of shape because she hasn't been able to go to Italy for 4 years because of that damn pandemic. And now that there's a war over there, I don't want to be in the crossfires of that somehow. Even though, you know, the Russia and Ukraine stuff has kind of just stayed in Russia and Ukraine. Who cares that there's actually just a war going on over there? I'm annoyed that I haven't been able to go to Italy for a while, and now I'm scared that somehow war will break out in Italy, so now I can't go travel. I like a lot of the live show clips, like the Ellen Oprah type of shows, and they start showing their true colors because there's no way to cut out a scene and just ignore, you know, a bad statement that they said and just move on to the next thing. And we have a comment from one of you guys that I definitely connected with. Meanwhile, I had a tooth break and had to wait months to save up money to afford the extraction. I had to chew food on one side of my mouth for 3 months. I was lucky to be in this situation where I could even save up. Now, I'm in a pretty similar situation right now. One of my teeth on the left side of my mouth definitely needs a root canal, and they told me that over a year ago that I needed to get my affairs in order to be able to pay for this, and, you know, any day now the tooth could chip, and, you know, I would be in a lot of pain. Fast forward over a year now, I still don't have any dental insurance, and I know if I try to go get this root canal, I am instantly going to lose like over $1,000. So I have too also been chewing on just the right side of my mouth for over a year now. I have gotten used to it because most of my life I've actually just chewed on the left side, so switching over was very odd for me, but I thought it was funny that I had a very similar situation to one of you guys in the comments. Here we have another one, Kelly Ripa, who is the, I don't think it's Regis and Kelly, isn't it something else now? I don't remember, but I know that she's on TV. She is unbelievably rich, but apparently her son is living in absolute poverty.
Your son lives in Brooklyn
now. He lives in Brooklyn, yeah, yeah. Lives in Bushwick, yeah.
In Bushwick, yeah. How's that going for him? Does he like it?
You know, he, I think he loves the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He hates paying his own rent, and he is chronically poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he ever really experienced, you know, extreme poverty like now.
There's two ways you could take that comment. First, he has never experienced extreme poverty. Well, if he lives in Brooklyn, New York, and is the son of somebody who owns $120 million, I'm guessing his absolute poverty is probably still more money than most people watching this video will make. So do you really think he's in absolute poverty with his mom being somebody worth over nine figures? You're just gonna let your son, you know, be homeless? I bet that's definitely what's happening here in Brooklyn, sure. And then the other way you could take it is the absolute poverty that he's in means he is living at least somewhat more of a normal person's life instead of the ultra rich since he was born. And honestly, there's no way around it. You're just completely sheltered. You live in a different world than most people because you have so much wealth. There are almost no financial issues, so that is never a problem in your life. You could kind of do whatever you want, and that ends up just distorting the minds of a lot of these people. So again, that him being chronically poor and absolute poverty are probably still more money than any of us will ever see. And up next, we have one of the Zoomer celebrities instead of just the older people who are out of touch. So it's not just all the people who have been celebrities for 30 years and they don't know what normal people act like anymore. You still have people like my age.
I fully got into college of August of 2019. And I decided not to go just because traveling back and forth was going to be a lot. And I was also really scared because I saw someone make a TikTok saying that they would play my songs at a frat party. And that's really what like turned me away from going to school because I don't think I could handle that level of embarrassment.
I'll just say right off the bat, it's not like Dixie D'Amelio ever needs a college degree to make money for anything anymore for basically the rest of her life. But one of her big reasons that she didn't want to go to college is because she's already a somewhat successful singer. I mean, enough for it to be on Spotify and all those other places for people to know her songs. And she didn't want to get embarrassed if one of her songs played at a frat party. What kind of reason is that, man? Just the thought process is unbelievable. Another comment from one of you guys is one that I agree with 100%. If you haven't stopped listening to celebrities by at least 2020, if not prior, then I really don't know how to help you. They're completely bought and paid for, so a lot of the things that they'll say will end up just being like masked sponsorships for unbelievable amounts of money, or a lot of things that just come out of their mouth are just not relatable to normal everyday people because they've had so much wealth for such a long period of time that that's just their way of life now. And that doesn't mean that, oh, I hate all celebrities and I don't watch movies or anything, but if you're trying to get like political or economic opinions from like an actor or musician, I honestly don't know what to say because their entire career has been based off entertainment. I don't know how they think just getting a massive amount of money throughout their life means that they know how the economy works and can help you. Same thing with like politics. It's just, I'm glad some people are starting to realize it and call a lot of these people out for really, really dumb clips that they've put up for all the public to see. But there's still a lot of people who will take what like the Kardashians say as like a law in everyday society. And it's just honestly laughable.
The third thing, the wife once showed me their guest house. And at the time, I was living in a studio apartment that was like 500 square feet, right? And we walk in and she's like, yeah, you know, it's really nice, but like, I wish it were bigger. It's very tiny. It was like 1,000 square foot guest house. And she was like, oh, it's just so small. It's too tiny. I wish it was bigger. She also had a walk-in closet that was too small. And it was bigger than my living room.
I could have probably made an entire video of these experiences just showing you clips over and over again. Because again, just different worlds. I mean, complaining that your guest house is too small when, I mean, what part of the population has a guest house? If anything, maybe a guest room? If like family members or friends come over and that means, you know, only a couple extra people could stay, but an entire house? And then complaining about it to just a normal person is just completely disconnected from reality.
My girlfriend was like, oh, I mean, like, we lived in a pretty big house. We had a live-in nanny, a maid. Each of my five family members had their own car. We'd go on multiple family vacations a year. Been to Hawaii so many times I can't even recall. Private education, paid college, paid apartment, paid car. Never had to work until after college, and the list goes on. And I remember being like, what type of middle class are you talking about?
Now, this comment I'm putting up because I had no idea that this was a thing until like a week and a half ago when my girlfriend talked about it. The Met Gala looks like a deleted scene from Hunger Games. Now, I knew what the Met Gala was. To me, it was just another like, hey, red carpet, ultra celebrity, ultra wealthy people showing off their $50,000 handmade dress from some designer, right? But apparently now at the Met Gala, you are not allowed to take any photos once you go into the building, which I thought was kind of odd. I looked it up a little bit. They said the reasoning is that too many celebrities were on their phones, like, which to me kind of sounds a little iffy because this is an invite only, which means only the ultra rich and ultra popular people get an invitation. And I highly doubt as soon as they walk in, they're sitting there scrolling on Twitter or scrolling on TikTok for hours and not actually paying attention. So now there's no proof or evidence of anything that goes on in there, which I find to be very odd because you start getting into those weird Bohemian Grove type of not allowing normal people to see what goes on in those invite only, you know, ultra rich kind of shady gatherings. It's very odd. I'm not saying they're doing any crazy, you know, sacrificing cult-like stuff. It's just odd to me. It seems a little fishy, but we're going to get into another clip of somebody talking about the same situation that I put up in my previous video about this with The Rock and Oprah donating $5 million each to a charity that they started to fix the Maui fires, that we should donate and help all these people in the Maui fires and all that.
I know I'm a little late to the party, but I want to point something out when it comes to Oprah and The Rock and their donation to the Maui Fund. We all know Oprah's net worth is like roughly $2.5 billion, and she donated 0.2% of her total net worth, which came out to be $5 million. And The Rock, he donated about 0.6% of his total net worth. I guess he has about a total net worth of $800 million. They present it as, we've donated $5 million and a total of $10 million to make it us mere mortal folks think that they've done something huge. I mean, $5 million sounds like a lot of money. $10 million sounds like even more. And a lot of people say that's a drop in the bucket for them. That's, you know, basically nothing. But here's the thing. The average American has about $5,300 in their bank account. And for some, $5,300 would be life-changing. Just so we can put into perspective how little $5 million is to somebody like Oprah and somebody like The Rock, let's do a little bit of math. Are you ready for it? 0.2% of $5,300 comes out to, ready? Are you ready for it? $10.60.
So, I mean, if we're going to compare net worths between Oprah and that level of celebrity to just normal middle-class families, the amount that they donated to kickstart their charity is the equivalent of us going to Chipotle and getting a bowl or getting a burrito. Actually, even cheaper than that, because I made a video showing me going to Chipotle and it ended up being like $12.50 or like $12.60 for a bowl. So it's actually even more than the 0.2% that she's talking about there. So I get it, $5 million is still $5 million, but when you have actual billions, that $5 million doesn't really seem so great anymore. We have a comment from one of you guys that also did the math on one of my older videos. I don't have the net wealth, but if I matched Oprah's donation to my income, my donation would be $750. And to finish off this video, we're going back to a classic I talked about the second half of this video before, when all of these rich celebrities were doing very uncomfortable, cringy covers of a song to, I guess, make common folk feel better about us having to sit in quarantine for months on end. And they didn't even, it wasn't a nice production at all. It was literally just them holding their phones up and doing like selfie cams. It's just awful. But I think the first half of this video is also just as out of touch with reality.
Day 6 in self-quarantine. And I gotta say that, these past few days got me feeling a bit philosophical. You know, this virus had affected the entire world, everyone. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, we're all in this together.
So after just a couple days of Wonder Woman being able to chill out in her mansion, she's feeling philosophical. She's just the same as us, man. Everybody's been affected all over the world. It's just most people are cooped up in their apartment or lucky enough to have a house. I remember there being things on the news that there might be shutdowns at grocery stores. You're only allowed to go at like certain times. So some people are getting worried about having enough food. Of course, people getting sick and dying, but I bet she was hurting just as much. Definitely in the thick of it with all the rest of us normal people. That's all I got for this video. I've been ranting long enough. If you have any experiences like this, put it in the comments down below. But YouTube thinks you'll like this video popping up on the screen right now. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, please leave a like, and I'll talk to you guys later.